Ukraine security issue.
On June 19th, the 116th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, the enemy continues to attack Ukrainian territory with missiles and long-range artillery. The Russian military launched two missiles on the Odessa region on Friday and Saturday. The Ukrainian Air Defense Forces managed to shoot down the missiles over the Odessa region and other ones on the way to Kyiv. Unfortunately, the Ukrainian air defense system could not divert the missile strike from the city of Mykolaiv. The Russian missiles X-55 and Kalibr hit the production enterprises here, causing a large-scale fire at one of them. Ukrainian rescuers have been extinguishing another fire caused by a missile attack on an oil depot in one of the districts of the Dnipropetrovsk region for more than 14 hours. Two rescuers died here. Doctors are fighting for the life of another rescuer. More than a dozen people were injured after a rocket attack in the city of Kryvyi Rih. There are civilian casualties and damaged private houses. Currently, 28 caliber units in the Black Sea are deployed on two Russian missile ships, and three submarines are ready for missile strikes. President Volodymyr Zelensky is sure that Russia has as many missiles as the Ukrainian people have a desire to live. He said this in his daily address after returning from the cities of Mykolaiv and Odessa, which he visited on Saturday. The president stressed once again that the country would not give the south of Ukraine to anyone. I quote, "Ukraine is doing everything possible to counter the food crisis caused by the Russian war and blocked Ukrainian food export. At this moment, it is important to achieve safe shipping from Ukrainian ports with the help of international partners, and only after that to renew the export," said the president of Ukraine. The Ukrainian armed forces have military successes in the south of Ukraine. In particular, the armed forces' missile, artillery units and aviation launched several fire attacks on clusters of Russian troops in the Kherson region on the border with the Mykolaiv region, destroying the Russian storage with ammunition and equipment. In general, since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, Russia has lost nearly 10,000 units of military and special equipment and almost 33,000 soldiers in the war with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia does not stop shelling northern regions of Ukraine from its territory. The Russian army shelled the Sumy region with mortars, damaging private houses, outbuildings, and causing a massive fire. Also, the enemy again fired on the city of Kharkiv and the region. There are dead and wounded among the civilians. In particular, in the Izum area of the Kharkiv region, the occupiers launched missiles at a gas processing plant. A large-scale fire broke out there, and there were damaged private houses. According to Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Interior Minister of Ukraine, the Russian army is unsuccessfully trying to get closer to the city of Kharkiv. The occupiers tried to go on the life road Bakhmut-Lysychansk, but they failed again. The Ukrainian armed forces have repelled them. And as a matter of fact, the enemy doesn't have any breakthroughs in the city of Severodonetsk. But we must understand that the situation in the north of the Kharkiv region is quite complicated. The Russians are trying to get closer to Kharkiv to be able to shell the city as much as possible, said Vadim Denisenko. The situation in Donbas remains tense. Over the past day, Russian troops fired on 28 settlements in the Donetsk region. There are casualties and more than a dozen civilians wounded. More than 50 houses were damaged and destroyed, including apartment buildings, a medical facility, schools and shops. In the Donetsk region, there is no water, electricity, and gas supply. Despite constant shelling, the evacuation of the population from the region continues. Russian occupiers are storming the Luhansk region. The armed forces successfully repel those attacks. Head of the Luhansk region military administration, Serhii Haidai, said that the fight for Severodonetsk continues. The Azot plant was hit twice. The destruction of checkpoint and treatment facilities were recorded. According to him, several hundred civilians and children are hiding on the territory of the plant. The enemy uses creeping tactics, firing Ukrainian positions with guns, self-propelled guns, multiple rocket launchers and air bombs. The Russian occupiers are constantly replenishing their troops, which are suffering heavy losses both in equipment and personnel. The enemy is now throwing its reserves in the directions of the villages of Orikhove, Toshkivka, Zolote, Komushovaha, and the city of Severodonetsk, said Serhii Haidai. Analysts at the American Institute of War Studies believe that the Russian army has not made significant progress in the Severodonetsk region and completely slowed down in other areas of the offensive. Ivan Fedorov, the mayor of the occupied Melitopol, said that the Ukrainian military was approaching the borders of the city of Kherson, and in Zaporizhia, direction moved the front line 10 kilometers south. Therefore, it gives hope for a possible quick liberation of the cities of Kherson and Melitopol from Russian troops. High-ranking military officials did not announce such attacks. However, the military asked the residents of the Kherson region to leave temporarily the occupied region, which also gives a reason to hope for a counterattack. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian passport can be obtained abroad. The Ukrainian government has approved a pilot project that will allow Ukrainians to issue ID cards and passports abroad. Documents will be accepted in separate subdivisions of the state enterprise document located abroad. It is planned to implement the project within 2 years. It is still being determined in which countries it will be possible to use such a service.